We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
DeShawn Tate, of course, is our college basketball expert at Tate's Take Sports, and he is joining us this morning on the WayForward.com hotline. Morning to you, DeShawn.
At Tate's Take Hoops. Correct. Oh, but it's all good.
Did you change that and I not know that, or did I?
I did. Okay. And guess what? At the end of the segment last week, you said, appreciate you for having me on. Great job, Deshaun Watson. I was like, wait, what?
Did I say Watson? Yeah, I was giving you props, Tate.
Because that's good company to be in, so I'm thankful and I'm blessed. The next time Oren come on and play that music, I'm going to cut his hair. But check this out, Big Hugh.
Yeah.
One football down, one football to go.
Well, Deshaun Watson, I got to tell you that I did that intentionally. Orange just said, you better bring some more
people.
Some
folks if you come and cut his hair. Or is like, that's the second
wrong,
time.
Deshaun.
That's the second time somebody's threatened to cut Orange's hair in the last 24 hours. So he's feeling a little triggered right now.
Put it like that. If he do it again, we're going to be twins.
So talking about a little bit about college basketball, should we start taking Baylor serious now? Are we sleeping on Baylor a little bit?
I told you guys when I came on last week, I said they got Kansas coming up next. They've had the best schedule of anybody in college basketball in regards to the games that they've won. And they deserve to be the number one team right now. I'm not really sure how Gonzaga's still up there and they're – you know, Gonzaga's schedule has been relatively hefty as well. Something else that they needed to do if they wanted to gain some respect around the college basketball world, especially, you know, regarding their non-conference schedule that is anyways. But Baylor is a big physical team, but I'll be honest with you, it's going to be really hard for me to buy into them in March because, you know, with Drew, I'm not a believer. I think they're the team that's peaking early.
Right, and this is the thing. You know, everybody says, well, who are the four number one seeds going to be for the tournament? I'm like, we're only halfway through the year. Let's kind of let this play out a little bit. But I will say this, that I think it is kind of interesting here. What if suddenly, Deshaun Tate, what if suddenly we get to March and three of the four number one seeds are Gonzaga, Stanford, and San Diego State, and suddenly the West has three number one seeds?
I don't think I'm buying that. Number one, because the Pac-12 absolutely stinks, and I think the consensus will probably agree with me. Everybody, probably except for Bill Walton. But outside of that, Stanford is definitely playing some really good basketball, but their schedule looks like poop, if I'm just being honest with you. And San Diego State is the last unbeaten team left, and they've got a pretty decent schedule, better than a lot of the teams in the Pac-12, if I'm just being honest with you. But, you know, they've got a really good team. It's hard for me to see them being a one seed, but however, it is possible.
If they're 35-0, they're going to be a one seed.
Yeah, but and that's perfectly fine. I think we saw that out. I'm not so sure exactly because what was the year? Oh, no, I think Wichita State did get a one seed that year. So it's definitely more than possible. You're correct about that.
Talking with Deshaun Tate. He is our college basketball expert at Tate's Takes Hoops. Gosh, I'm so used to the other one. Sorry, Deshaun.
It's okay.
Talk to me about Georgia. We were talking earlier today. What Georgia's chances are, you know, obviously if Georgia were to win the SEC tournament, they get the automatic berth, blah, 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 but that's not going to happen most likely. It could, but I shouldn't say it won't happen, but odds are against it. What are the odds that Georgia could actually play itself into an at-large spot, in your opinion?
I think the chances are good, and I think they picked the right year to land a guy like Anthony Edwards and to have the kind of year that they're having. Typically, we see games like the ones that they've been winning, the SMU at home and the Tennessee, those type of games that are maybe not the biggest resume builders, but do hold some kind of significance in a sense to be able to make the NCAA tournament. In the past, those were games that they were losing. So they come away with a win in games like that as they're supposed to. And right now, the thing about it is that college basketball is so down in terms of teams that are dominant. You know, there is no dominant team. There is no, dominant players like that is probably Ant-Man being the star player. There's really no star players. It's crazy how we've gone from a year where you have everything that Trae Young breaking all the headlines and cut-ins on NBA games and then Zion Williamson, and then this year follows it up with probably nobody. So, you know, they're picking a really good year to have the kind of year that they're having. Good for those guys up in Athens. Good for Tom Crean. And I think that they're going to get in. I think that they might be on the outside looking in. But right now, I think that they're in. The SEC is down, though.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking about man Deshaun Tate. 92.9 The Game, college basketball analyst and Hawks analyst insider on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. When we talk about Virginia, are you buying the fact that they could potentially miss the tournament altogether?
I'm glad that you slid that Hawks in there for me too, by the way, HD. But no, Virginia is a team that I think is going to get in. Are they looking at a chance of missing? Potentially. But there's going to be games that I would imagine that they're going to win. They've got one coming up this weekend against Georgia Tech, and I think that that one's going to be a win. Of course, you don't want to just automatically assume, because it wasn't long ago when Virginia had a similar team as they were kind of making their climb to being a title contending type team. And Georgia Tech came away with the win. You know, Virginia's one of those teams that just, they look similar to how they did before they started that big run. And they're always going to be, they're always going to play well defensively. They're always going to be a tough matchup for anybody. But there's going to be wins. I mean, there's going to be losses. But there's also going to be some wins to show that they're still Virginia, because it's not just about beating Virginia's talent. I think anybody could probably do that. You've got to be able to beat their system. And because of that system, they're going to get some W's. They're going to add a number to the left side of the result column.
We're talking, of course, college basketball with Deshaun Tate. A couple of teams around the area looking at potentially being in the NCAA tournament. Georgia certainly as you know, a chance to be in, not only as SEC champion, which would get them in automatically, but as an at-large. Now, Georgia State can't be an at-large. They're going to have to, because the Sun Belt's a one-bid league. But they're playing pretty good basketball lately, and they've really kind of stepped up their game. And it'll be interesting to see if the Panthers can make a run back into the field of 68.
They are, and I'm really happy for them. You know, everybody thought that this thing was all about R.J. Hunter at one point in time, and they turned around and they made it back to the tournament without him. And everybody's saying, you know, well, I'm not sure how much I really believe, because they don't have Ron Hunter anymore, who left for Tulane. And they're playing some good basketball. I think Georgia Southern is also a contender in that league as well, in terms of, you know, a team that's going to contend in the conference tournament. But Georgia State is right there along with any of the other teams that can come out of that league. Again, you won't get any at-large bids, but certainly that automatic bid is one that they'll be contending for, I like to think.
Yeah, we're talking about college basketball with Deshaun Tate as we get ready for, again, we were discussing this, Auburn and San Diego State were the only unbeaten teams in the nation. Of course, Auburn loses to Alabama. Hugh mentioned that San Diego State could be a number one seed in 35-0. So I don't know. It's just so, this is such an interesting year. I don't think I've seen a college basketball year, not to overstate it, in a long time that I have. You know, we're here in late January, and I'm still trying to figure out who is really any good.
I like it. I like it. I love it. And while we're talking about that, what's going on with North Carolina right now, man?
Wow. Well, Cole Anthony went down with an injury. I think he's probably more than likely going to follow along in James Wiseman's footsteps and probably not come back to North Carolina. That's not something that I know for a fact. That's just something that just kind of makes sense to me, especially considering that he has a dad who knows how this stuff works.
Mm-hmm.
And North Carolina has lost 80% of its scoring from a year ago to either graduation or guys leaving early for the NBA. So, I mean, these are the types of things that happen. I mean, everybody kind of goes through this, you know, sometimes. It's been a little while for certain teams like Cincinnati, Michigan State, Gonzaga, and Duke, but outside of those four, or I'm sorry, in Kansas, but outside of those four or five teams, everybody has gotten to a point where they've missed. I mean, you look at at Kentucky as a program, after they won the national championship in 2012, they roll Nerlens Noel out there, and they lose in the first round of the NIT to Robert Morris.
Mm-hmm.
So there's instances where you have elite programs that have similar seasons like North Carolina this year, but I couldn't imagine that that's going to last very long, because they do a pretty good job at recruiting. And on top of that, they've got a guy from up there at Woodward Academy named Walker Kessler, who's right here from this town, one of the best players in the country, and he's going to help make sure that this doesn't happen moving forward. But they're going to bite the bullet this year. It seems to be that way.
All right. Thank you, Tate. I do appreciate it, Deshaun.
at TakeHoops on the Twitter. Thanks much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.